Good morning. It's Wednesday, September 2nd. I'm Fletcher Powell, and this is Wichita's early edition from KMUW News. Republican Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach wants voters to judge him by his record. His Democratic challenger Chris Mann is making that record a target. Kansans have elected Republicans to the office for decades, but analysts say Democrats see an opening this time.
Oftentimes, it takes a Republican opponent that is seen as flawed.
We'll take a look at the race for Kansas Attorney General. That's after the news. Wichita Public Schools is taking some precautions to protect students from the extreme heat, KMUW's Daniel Cottle reports.
The district follows state guidelines on athletics during the heat, and lately that means a lot of indoor practice. The guidelines look at what's called wet bulb globe temperature. It measures the regular temperature, as well as humidity, wind speed, cloud cover, and more. When that measure gets high enough, state guidelines prohibit any outdoor activities. As a precaution, Wichita varsity football games this week will start at 7:30 instead of 7. Many schools are also taking their recess indoors. Last month, a college football player in Missouri and a high school football player in Kansas died amid extreme heat. Their deaths are still under investigation. For KMUW News, I'm Daniel Cottle.
Monarch butterflies will soon be traveling through Kansas as a part of their fall migration to Mexico, KMUW's Jennifer Anima reports.
The butterflies are expected to arrive in Mexico around the beginning of November, a natural event that coincides with the country's Day of the Dead celebrations. On their journey there, the monarchs will stop to rest and refuel in parts of Kansas. Kristen Baum is the director of Monarch Watch at the University of Kansas. She says parts of Oklahoma and Texas are experiencing nectar droughts, which makes Kansas a vital alternative for the species.
But when we start getting these really extensive areas of drought, it's when it's much more challenging for the migration.
The butterflies are being caught, tagged, and released so researchers can follow their activity. The data can in turn help with conservation efforts. For KMUW News, I'm Jennifer Anima.
For the first time in Kansas, high school girls' flag football is a varsity sport. KMUW's Roger Nomer tells us more as teams prepare for their first games this week.
Kansas is one of the first Midwestern states to make flag football a varsity activity. That means districts can put more money towards things like uniforms and travel. The number of teams here has doubled to nearly 50 since last year's test season. Wichita Northwest seniors Bliss White, Jasmine Pena, and Alola Riley say they hope this season shows younger girls nothing is out of reach.
You can do whatever you put your heart to.
Just put your mind to it and you got it.
Yeah, just like go out there and do it. Like don't let anybody tell you you can't do it. Just do it.
Yes.
The first official state championship games will take place in October in Wichita. For KMUW News, I'm Roger Nomer.
Thousands of children in Kansas and Missouri are enrolled in Head Start, but as Jody Fortino reports, changes could be coming to the country's early childhood program for low-income families.
The Trump administration has proposed capping how much money Head Start centers can spend on administrative costs. Dee Spencer is owner of Delightful Learning Center in Kansas City, Kansas. She says they would probably lose some of their specialists to meet that requirement.
There is a little bit of burden just due to the paperwork and all the hoops that we have to jump through to meet the federal guidelines, but I do think that we need our admin there to help us.
The proposed changes also include returning more of Head Start standards, such as student-teacher ratios, to the states. I'm Jody Fortino.
The region's extreme heat this week could hurt one notable sunflower crop in the area that starts around Labor Day, Julie Denishay reports.
Ted Grinter's been planting sunflowers at Grinter's Farm in Lawrence since the 1970s, and thousands of people come each year to see the blooms. But Grinter says this year's high temperatures may shorten the season.
I think they're going to open faster and they'll die faster, too. That heat's just going to, I think it's going to dry them out quicker.
The National Weather Service says the heat index could exceed 100 degrees every day through Friday. I'm Julie Denishay.
A new president and CEO is beginning his tenure at Textron Aviation this week. Brian Roloff will replace Ron Draper, who announced his retirement last month. Roloff is a Wichita native who grew up in East Wichita near the Beechcraft facility. He's been with the company for 29 years, serving in manufacturing, sales, and finance positions. Before taking over as president, Roloff led the company's global customer support department. Officials say Draper will work alongside Roloff through the end of the year as they transition. A University of Kansas journalism graduate is suing the Pentagon after being fired from the agency's independent newspaper. The Kansas Reflector reports Laura Corti is filing a lawsuit after she was fired from the Stars and Stripes for comments about the outlet's editorial freedom. Corti has worked for the paper since 2024, covering the U.S. military in the Middle East. The Pentagon cited the reason for the firing as insubordination, which Corti says is related to an interview she gave CBS News in July. The Pentagon agreed to pause the firings while the case is litigated. Wichita State University students who have outstanding parking or traffic tickets can have them forgiven this week by donating food or other supplies. The Food for Fines program runs through Friday. Students can donate non-perishable food or hygiene items to the Kia Duggan's Shocker Support Locker instead of paying their fines. People with a parking citation of $30 should donate at least 10 items. Donations can be dropped off at the Student Engagement and Belonging Office in room 216 of the Radigan Student Center. The Wichita School District is still accepting registrations for preschool. Students in the district who are 4 years old as of August 31st qualify for pre-kindergarten. The program is free for students who meet at least one qualifying factor, such as those who receive free meals, live with a single parent, or are learning English as a second language. The district welcomes walk-in registrations at its pre-K office, which is at Colvin Elementary School in southwest Wichita. More information is at usd259.org/pre-K. We'll be back after this.
I'd like to congratulate KMUW's Carla Eccles, who's being inducted into the Wichita Gospel Music Hall of Fame. The 10th annual awards are on Saturday at Progressive NBC Church. Carla's being recognized for her work on Soul Stations and decades-long support and advocacy for gospel music on radio stations, Riverfest, so many community-based groups. We're proud every day. The Wichita Gospel Music Hall of Fame is a beautiful way to extend that pride throughout Wichita.
I'm Fletcher Powell, and this is Wichita's Early Edition. There's a rematch this year in the race for Kansas Attorney General. Incumbent Republican Chris Kobach is taking on Democratic challenger Chris Mann in what's expected to be a tight contest because it was last time. As Kansas State House reporter Zach Boblett explains, the race could hinge on whether Kansans support Kobach's record as Attorney General.
It's been two decades since Kansans elected a Democrat to be Attorney General. In those 20 years, most elections have been blowout wins for Republicans. But 2022 was different. Chris Kobach won the race by less than 2% of the vote. And now, this year, it's a midterm race, with a Republican holding the presidency. National issues like tariffs, inflation, and the war in Iran have Democrats fired up to get back to the ballot box. Despite these national concerns, Kobach remains confident because of his 4 years of experience in the office. He says his record speaks for itself. He points to crime rates decreasing in an antitrust lawsuit against a ticketing giant that showed the company overcharged consumers.
I've got 4 years of results that show how successful we've been in the Attorney General's office. So in addition to driving crime to a 57-year low, we've got a massive victory in the lawsuit against Live Nation and Ticketmaster.
But Democrats are excited for a chance to defeat a conservative firebrand with national name recognition. Kobach has been outspoken on social issues, like his support for transgender bathroom and ID laws and strict immigration enforcement. But some political experts believe voters are more concerned with other issues now, including affordability. Kobach says he can focus on social issues while still doing the traditional work of an attorney general.
I think you have to be able to handle lots of different things as attorney general, and I think I've proven as a former professor of constitutional law who argues these cases myself in court, I can do it all.
Kobach has brought a more populist consumer protection message to his campaign recently, touting the national court ruling against Meta that brings strict child safety guidelines and millions of dollars to fund youth mental health initiatives in Kansas. Despite that messaging, Democratic challenger Chris Mann says Kobach's history of attacks on immigrant and transgender rights is still on the minds of Kansans.
They don't forget about people who are trying to take away your rights. So him trying to make a move now to moderate himself just isn't going to work.
Mann, a former prosecutor and police officer, is making criticizing Kobach a major part of his campaign. He wants to focus the office on traditional, meat-and-potatoes attorney general work, like increasing assistance for rural law enforcement and fighting consumer fraud. He says that the position of attorney general does not need to be flashy.
People are sick and tired of headline-grabbing politicians who are in it for themselves and not the people of Kansas. There are serious issues that we need to focus on.
Mann is attempting to ride the potential national Democratic midterm wave that does not usually splash down in Kansas. He has some things that could go his way. This year's attorney general race could be comparable to Kobach's 2018 race for governor when he lost. Like that election, President Donald Trump is entering the second half of a presidential term, and Kobach is running against a moderate Democrat. Emporia State University political science professor Michael Smith says he expects Kobach will run a more focused campaign than he did in 2018.
He has not been the sort of brash, all over the place, younger Chris Kobach that we remember from the early 2000s and 2010s. And so that different persona will probably be evident in his campaign.
During that 2018 campaign, Smith says that Kobach focused too much on getting national attention with TV interviews instead of concentrating on local issues and campaigning. Kobach wants his record as attorney general to speak for itself. Voters will decide if that record is strong enough to keep him as the state's attorney general. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of KMUW, Kansas Public Radio, and High Plains Public Radio. There's more at ksnewsservice.org. Thanks for listening to Wichita's Early Edition. We'll be back again tomorrow. For KMUW News, I'm Fletcher Powell.
Wichita's Early Edition is part of the NPR Podcast Network.
The fatal shooting of a teenager at a protest in Seattle has gone unsolved for 6 years.
This is open in your face. How are there no answers?
Our investigation has uncovered new evidence and witnesses who say they've never talked to police.
Did police ever call you?
Not once.
Listen to We Keep Us Safe, a new true crime series on the Embedded podcast from NPR.